let me thank members for the time they took out together with the department supporting us, the minister. I'm not sure of a province which was not accompanied by officials, but from where I was and the report I got is that we got support from the department in all provinces. But at some stage, like in my province, we will have a problem whereby your provincial department is not present, which is a challenge, because at the end of the day, you expect them to be part of those meetings. But as from your department, we want to appreciate the support from your department. Thank you very much. We are planning to finish this meeting at 1:45, at the most. With the minutes taken before that, our meeting, we'll try to make sure that we finish by that time. Do we have any apologies? Okay, Honourable Shoji from the state, they're having their sofa today. I have an apology from Honourable Tawu from KZ, but KZN unfortunately has got two members in this committee. Okay, and Honourable Mwanya from Gauteng. I spoke to the alternate member, but she's also having an important meeting to attend. But by the look of things, we do correct. We can proceed. We do correct. We can proceed with the negotiating mandate. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, usually, as you know, all members, how we do our negotiating mandate, so we start, we do it alphabetically, starting with Eastern Cape. Eastern Cape. In your public hearings, together with your province, what are the issues that your province is dealing with?
Chairperson, good morning, honorable members, the department, also the staff from the province. Chair, I'll go straight to the negotiating mandate from the Eastern Cape addressed to the chairperson of the Select Committee on Social Services. Name of the bill, National Heart of Health Institute of South Africa bill. Number of bill B16B of 2017, date of deliberation 30th January 2019. Vote of the legislature. The province votes in favor of the bill and mandates the Eastern Cape delegates to the NCOP to negotiate within the following parameters. 1. Provincial representation in the board. A. The composition of the board is stipulated in section 5 of the bill. It is proposed that because of the magnitude of the task that the institute will be dealing with, that each province is allocated a seat in the board. 2. Removal of member from board. A. It is argued that clause 8, 2 and D is not clear enough on the number of meetings a board member must be absent from without leave of the board before he or she is removed. B. It is proposed that section B2 and D be amended as follows. D. Has, without the leave of the board, been absent from more than 2-3 consecutive meetings of the board. Also, Chair, general comment. A. The report of the portfolio committee attached here to highlight other issues raised by the stakeholders relating to the bill before the portfolio committee and are matters that ought to be given consideration by the National Department of Health, signed by Mxolisi M. Dimaza, member of the Provincial Legislature, chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Health on the 30th of January 2019. Thank you, chairperson.
Thank you very much, Honorable Samka, followed by Gauteng. As indicated earlier, that Gauteng is not represented, we have requested Honorable Zwane from KZN to go through the negotiating mandate of Gauteng.
Thank you, Chair. Honorable Minister, Honorable Members, the mandate, the negotiating mandate of Gauteng is as follows. The name of the bill is National Public Health Institute of South Africa Bill, Bill 15B 2017. The date of the deliberation was 30th November 2018. The Gauteng Provincial Legislature votes in favor of the bill with a proposed amendment and mandates the permanent delegate to the NCOP to negotiate in favor of the bill. The proposed amendments are as follows. Clause 3 and 5. 1. The provincial representatives in the board of NAPISA, at least 3 representatives from cluster provinces. 2. 1 organized labor union representative in the NAPISA board. And thirdly, NAPISA also to focus more on the healthcare preventative system on certain diseases, signed by the chairperson of the committee in the Gauteng Provincial Legislature.
Thank you very much, Honorable Zwane. They're having their talk today. We received their negotiating mandate. The date of deliberations was on the 20th November. They agreed that there would be no amendments on the process. There are no additions or comments. Then it will be
Thank you, Chair. The KZN Provincial Legislature forwarded a full report of the process, citing the date of the public hearing, the input by the public, and also the deliberations of the Portfolio Committee. Arriving at the amendments that they are going to be proposing as I'm going to explain. The vote of the legislature, the Portfolio Committee on Health met today, Tuesday, 27th of November 2018, and agreed to mandate the KwaZulu-Natal delegation to support the National Public Health Institute of South Africa Bill, B16B 2017, with the following proposed amendments. Clause 31B, 31G, 31H, 31M, 31U, 31W, and 31R10 must include environmental health. And Section 31R must include community organizations and NPOs. In clause 31B, there must be reference to community exposure to environmental health hazards. Those are the amendments that KZN is proposing, signed by the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee for Health, Mr. Pamch, or Honorable Pamch.
Thank you very much, Honorable Zwane. That's followed by the board.
Councillor Mponi. Thank you, Chair. Good morning, everybody. So my apologies for having me. Chairperson, the negotiating mandate of Limpopo Forest Trust, the chairperson of the Select Committee Social Services, National Faculty Association of South Africa Bills, number of the bill, B6B2017, date of deliberation, 22 November 2018, vote of the legislature, provincial and sole permanent delegate to negotiate in favor of the bill, taking into consideration amendments mentioned below, proposed amendments to the one. The bill should add other divisions that deal with the following: maternal and child health, public health, medicine, and sex. Clause 3.1, the NAPISA must strengthen the capacity of the workforce and around mental health in all spheres of government, signed by Honorable W. Jim Delaney, the committee chairperson on the 22nd November 2022.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mpul. Can you do the honor of reading Mpumalanga?
No, thank you, Chairperson. It reads that so the Chairperson of the Committee on Social Services and then the Bill, National Public Health Institute of South Africa Bill, number of the Bill, B16B027, date of deliberation 22 November 2018, vote of the legislature. The Portfolio Committee on Health and Social Development supports the National Public Health Institute of South Africa Bill and confers on the permanent delegate representing the province of Mpumalanga in the National Council of Provinces the mandate to vote in favor of the bill with the proposed amendment that provinces be represented in the board. If not individually, the provinces can be clustered with one representative per cluster. Signed by the Honorable Manana, Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Health and Social Development. Chairperson, allow me the opportunity to go to their recommendation, which is number 7. The Portfolio Committee on Health and Social Development, after considering the bill conferred on the permanent delegate representing the province of Mpumalanga and the NCOP, the mandate to vote in favor of the bill with the proposed amendment, province is represented in the board. If not individually, the province can be classified with one representative per cluster. In conclusion, they say the chairperson wishes to thank all members of the public for their worldwide involvement and participation in the public hearing and for the input and comments they made. A word of gratitude to the NCOP permanent delegate, Honorable Damin, both the National and Provincial Department of Health, members of the Portfolio Committee on Health and Social Development for their efforts in ensuring that the committee meets its obligation, and the support staff who contributed to the success of the public hearing and the production of this bill as signed by the Honorable Chairperson from the UP Malawi Federation.
Thank you very much. Followed by Northwest. Can I have somebody reading Northern Cape?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. the negotiating money from the Northern Cape. Name of the bill, National Public Health Institute of South Africa Bill. Number of the bill, B160 of 2017. Date of deliberations, 28 November 2018. Vote of the legislature. The committee supports the National Public Health Institute of South Africa Bill B16B of 2017. As a sign of honoring teacher Chatello, the chairperson, date 28 of November 2018. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Zanga, Ben is not here.
Not yet. Thank you, Chair. The North East Province voted in favour of the National Public Health Institute of South Africa Bill with no proposed amendments.
Thank you very much. Question,
please. Morning, Chair. Morning to all the members and the committee of health. The negotiating mandate of the Western Cape. The name of the bill, National Public Health Institute of South Africa Bill. The number of the bill, B16B, of 2017. And it was deliberated on the 20th November, 2018. Vote of legislature, the Senate Committee on Community Development reports that it confers on the Western Cape Permanent Delegate in the NCOP the authority to support the bill with the attached amendments, and it was signed by the Honorable Lorraine Botha, the Chairperson of the Select Committee on Community Development. I must say the Western Cape, after deliberations, have these amendments that they thought they should be taken into note by this committee. The definitions, especially on page 3, clause 1 in line 6. On page 3, clause 1 in line 9. And on page 3, clause 1, in line 12, the establishment of NA Public Health Institute of South Africa. The functions of NAPISA, we also noted that on the composition of the board, those are the things to be taken in account, which we want amendments on. The fifth one, the transfer of secondment of certain persons to and from employment of NAPISA. I thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Just to indicate to the department that this bill came at a time where we had a number of bills that were running as a committee at the same time. And one of the bills that delayed this one is the electoral laws amendment bill, which we had to fast track and put this one aside, not because it's not important. As indicated, it's a very important bill that we finalized, but it was delayed because of these other bills. Some of them were still being in as a committee. My assumption is that Honourable Minister HBJ, you have received the negotiating money. I do want to give you an opportunity to respond on the issues that are raised by all 9 provinces. Over to you.
Thank you, Chair, Honourable Members, Ministers, and colleagues, from National Department and from the provinces. Just in response, let me express our appreciation for the response from provinces in the mandate and the support they have provided regarding the bill. I will also go over this to the members if you allow me. And going to the Eastern Cape, maybe let me start by just prefacing my response to the following. To say that if you look at the national public health institute across the world, you realize that it's have one standard function. And that function is that of promoting public health, preventing disease, but also investigating health problems in the community broadly. But it is done in such a way that they you know, educate the practice, train professionals. So we have to look at this in that context. But the paramount is that they look at disease outbreaks, they prevent them, they prepare for that, but they also don't look at outbreaks only, but also other related disasters, whether it's chemical disasters, nuclear disasters, and for some
seen in other countries like Japan where they have nuclear disasters, but some countries have bond related diseases when they are put on, like we have it in the region. So I just wanted to give that context so that we understand the context within which the national capital is established. So that it's not a replacement of the Department of Health, but it's there to support the Department. So some of the amendments tend to sort of expand even beyond, way beyond their mandate, but there are very specific ones that I think we work on. So just talking about the Eastern Cape, there's this general concern about composition. Composition, and I think it's basically almost every comment has been about provincial representation is important, and I think that one is a principle. Even in the NHS bill, that was an issue that was raised, and an issue that was discussed. So we said in principle we will not debate it because the draft is requested so that we can get to understand what the issues from the provinces that are raised, even at that level. If NAMPISA is to reform, they need to get the provincial board. I think that's important. So the one about removal of the member of the court, minister has a particular concern. Minister, I don't know whether you want to raise this one about removal of the member.
Thank you, DG. Maybe before coming to it, just to emphasize what the DG has said, just for our information, about the role of public health institutes. You remember that in the US they've got what they call a CDC, Center for Disease Control. When Ebola struck in West Africa, the feeling was that the devastation caused by Ebola in the continent was because of the absence of something like this. That's why the AU formed the African CDC to call it. Yeah. In simple language, it's like you can't run a government without an intelligence service. You need an intelligence service to know what's about to happen or what's happening where. That's how NAPISA is going to function. So I'm also emphasizing that provinces must believe sort of a sharing process, like all the others, because it's for the whole country. No, I was just worried about this recommendation about removing people from the border. I don't think it's serving the purpose they wanted. If you say people get removed when they don't attend pre-conservative meetings, they just attend two, and then, miss two, come to the third one, miss another two, come to the third one, and I'm not sure they accept the persons. They are trying to put here about getting people seriously in a meeting. Maybe it should be something like if you miss so many meetings within this particular time, but missing three conservatives, I know it in many organizations it doesn't work. Because if there are 12 meetings, it means you can attend only six. Because you missed two or ten. Yes, you can attend four out of 12. You are still okay if we solve it in that way.
Thank you, honourable member. For the first thing, we welcome for housing, honourable member. Again, it's about representation. If you keep on coming up, I'll just have one standard answer. The second one is organized labor. I think we need to members to look at the conversation and maybe look at the interesting and the dynamics. But I wanted to comment on number three, that it says NAPISA must focus on health expenses. Actually, what NAPISA is about, it's about health promotion and prevention. So we don't need that specific provision in the amendment, because it says healthcare preventative system on certain diseases. So you can't just select certain diseases. It's about all diseases, communicable, non-communicable, and broadly. So three will be limited
With regard to L, this is the next alphabet, Limpopo, honorable member. Like I said, okay. Thank you. Good God, in Natal, we welcome the support, but also welcome the amendments that are proposed to include environmental health. So we support that. Probably key to how national capitalism operates. So it's an important amendment from the committee. The second one about 31R, where because it says math, it's about, if you read 31R, honorable members, it's about training health professionals. So the only shortcoming is the way it's written. If it's a community organization, an NGO, it's that broad. Unless you confine it to a specific community organization, to say in the field of health related community organization. Otherwise, you can imagine this. And it's because it says must. It means they have to treat every community. It says Lapisa must. Can you imagine if they must train every NGO and community organization? So maybe we can limit it to certain relevant. Yes. We can maybe confine it to specific ones that can be trained, because they need to be trained so that they can educate the public about health hazards and other things. Then the third one, 3-1.
Section before we finish. Yes, because there are two problems here. The first is the weight mass, and the second one is this widespread tension. Yeah. Both of them are problematic because even if you confine them to specific NGOs in health, but once you say must, I think that is the most problematic, which the committee must look at. Because otherwise the state will be bogged down. I can form an organization tomorrow and demand this one. So they'll be running around doing that type of work rather than doing the real thing. It's desirable to teach people, but once you say must, because then it means even resources can be overstretched, and you must do it. Yeah.
So the next one is a reference to community exposure to environmental concerns. Now, honorable members, if you read the original, it was mainly about the monitoring of workers. You know, these workers are exposed within the workplace, they're exposed to chemicals. Then my sister can go and investigate and check whether, you know, is this a causal agent or is there a causal link between their illness in the workplace and their hazards and so on. So it was mainly workplace, but here, the suggestion is that we should include it to community exposure to environmental hazards. Now, if this is desired, we have to perhaps look at this in line with the Hazard and Substance Act. Because the Hazard and Substance Act is the one that deals with hazards. And that's the community that's exposed to. Maybe our legal team can then look at whether the Hazard Substance Act is adequate, so that if it's not, then we can look at whether we have to include a clause that says specifically links with the commercial data hazard, that the hazard is going to, that NAPISA can monitor and see.
So that is the suggestion, but I think the legal effort can look at the hazard assessment, right? Whether it's actually done. If this petition then look at whether it can happen the provision here, the can I just say, Chair, and I'm going to be a little bit out of order. I have many questions for this. If you look at our 27 hours, men don't go to clinics. I don't know whether I'm going to remember that. And because they think clinics are for women and children only.
Mm-hmm.
But the risk that you have with that is that because they don't go to clinics, they can't then bypass the clinic and go to hospital. But when they go to hospital, there's a recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why we lose them between when we do our campaigns. We don't come to police, but they can't also be possible. So every time we write anything about children, mothers, they think that they are excluded. So we're also a little bit concerned on the language, especially public health, because we want to reach everybody. We're very careful on how we talk to them. So it's for that reason that we recommend to members that we don't necessarily single out Nathaniel. I wasn't sure about public health medicine specifically, and I would like maybe Dr. Chetty or the professor and Lynn Morris to comment on public health medicine. No specifically, it is public health generally, it's not confined to medicine, because medicine means we restrict other forms. You know, if you want to engage other means, if you want to be the social determinants of health, you just limit it to medicine. So I wasn't sure what the question was, what the question was. And then under I, statistics, South Africa is the one that deals with the statistics. And Latisa can't abuse the state. So if we add them there, then it could be a mandate creep. We welcome the support and also again approve the representation. And then M for my voice. Again we support nothing is in. Not in case they support the baby and not with
No. Just to emphasize on that issue of Limpopo, I hope the committee understands those six sections there have several this GHI would be very conscious. I'm not sure what Prof. Lin is going to say about Padrija's medicine. I actually don't understand what it means. What is the meaning of Padrija's medicine? So, but I think it will destroy the structure of the bill, if you start taking GHI. Those six that are there cover every aspect of life. And we better leave it like that.
Okay.
Including all these things that they want to put here.
You are coming on
request, do you have amendments? Is that what we welcome and thank you for the support? And the last one is the working team. Tell me, you looked at the proposals from working team, particularly with respect to the definition. And like I said, if you look at the definition, maybe with our NICT, we can look at whether it is really necessary. Because, I mean, if you look at the WHO definition, it's a 1988 definition. I mean, those days, we didn't even have Ebola or all these outbreaks. And so much has happened. So I think we can sort of improve maybe the definition if this is what is proposed and expand the definition maybe. But with regard to 1.2, honourable members, I think the concept public health does not necessarily mean public health. It's the health of the public as opposed to the health of an individual. So it's not, it covers both public and private. And when we say public health, it's broad. It's about the health of the public as a whole, the population, the health of the population. So I think maybe for 1.2, that is our response. Under 3, it will be problematic actually to change the definition and put surveillance in every wave and prevention. I think cancer is very specific because as we speak today, we've got a cancer registry. Mm-hmm. And that's our surveillance system for cancer. Mm-hmm. But for others, you want for communicable disease, you want preparedness. Now you can't say you are having preparedness for cancer. You know, you can come up with preventive, you prepare for disease outbreak. Mm-hmm. But you can't use the same logic for cancer, for instance. Mm-hmm. But for chronic diseases, you can say you prevent by managing the risk. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying, sometimes you can't just add prevention and surveillance, prevention and surveillance. So it may not fit in well with the definition. So that would be our response to number 1.6. So the next one on violence and injury, I think the suggestion is that we must say violence and injury. I guess that is not acceptable in the amendment accordingly. And also on the next page under 3.1, I think this should be supported, in that you can say provide support to provinces and local authorities in the city. I think it's a good proposal and it should be supported. Yes, again, like Minister was saying, where we say may and must in 3.1. Mm-hmm. But what I didn't understand under 3.1, it says why. And if you go to 3.1, for instance, and you look at the alphabet, we've got under 3.1, it's got B, and then X, and you don't have Y, you then have Roman figures. So I wasn't sure whether it is, but maybe if you can check about why. What was intended, because the alphabet ends with X and then you get Roman figures. Mm-hmm. And they are fake. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't sure if it's amendment under the solution. I've already commented about the composition in the intervention and the intervention. The solution representation is already effective.
Thank you very much. All members, I don't know whether you want to comment before I give the legal team on the responses from the department on the mandate that we hear from our provinces. As for me, I'm happy that the main issue was the
The main issue was the representation. All of the thank you to the for the responses and the advice to the hospital. Maybe it is the proper chapter. I don't know whether it's representative for the we actually could suit to the advices given by the department, or we have got to invest them to provinces so that the, those are reflected in the final value.
See, if I've listened to the letters that I said, you have given a mandate to negotiate, okay. Meaning that after the report, you've got to listen to the report from the department, then take it to the and you can report it to a province. But you are given a mandate to negotiate on behalf of the province.
When in, on behalf of the KZN, I can say that there is no problem with the first proposed amendment, which was accepted by the department. And with the second proposal, the use of the word mass could be replaced by maybe. And also NGOs or NGOs that are relevant to the public health, which is actually with the third proposal, I think here, for example, the response of the department, whether they said that it is unnecessary or not. What is the state of this?
Honorable member, I think that if you look at the clause that is being amended, it was given specific to which hazard that is the workplace related hazard. So I would say if you want community related hazard or hazard that is within the place, you have to help us the legal team to look at the hazard aspect of because there is a separate act that deals with hazard. And look at whether is that act sufficient? If it's not, then we can then have a clause, a separate clause, that specifically deal with community-related hazards. And maybe as a separate clause, not conflicting with the word clause.
I'm agreeing with you.
Okay, we'll allow the team to respond on that one. Any member wants to speak to the Honorable Campbell for them?
Thank you, Chair. I just want to say to DG, I've noted the semantics that comes with 3.1. I think we've used the and we've learned, I've learned that we must be very careful with the may and the must, because that is a semantical comment, and I take note of that. And I'll convey the message to the provincial chief.
And the province.
Thank you.
I'm Mambo.
I'm okay, Chair.
You are fine with the response. Okay,
can you? Yes. Can I request that we revisit this environmental health hazard? Because I'm not very sure whether we'll be missing something. The DG was explaining in relation to, he said in relation to the original one was about occupational health hazards. Yes, I'm just thinking deeply whether the word environmental health hazard may not be much wider than we are interpreting. What do you mean by environmental health hazard? It might not only be chemical. It might be air pollution, might be the sun, might be. So it's quite widespread. I want us to look at that. I'm just imagining because in the National Development Plan, one of the things they say we must achieve by 2030 is that ecological causes of disease must have been dealt with. Anything that is in the environment other than chemical. So I suspect it's much wider than the manner in which you might be interpreted. So when the legal team checks, I think they need to take that into consideration. Yes. Environmental health hazard There might be a hazard here where we are sitting now without the chemicals because of what you bring.
Okay, Honorable you are satisfied with the response. Yeah, okay. Okay, can I then give the legal team in your response also advice, because our intention is to finalize the bill next week. With this proposed amendment, is it possible also speak to it? I don't know who is that. You know your friend.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm Sue-Ann Isaac from Top Partners Legal Services. Chairperson, a lot of the amendments are policy issues and in which would be more in the purview of the department to respond, but I note that some of the comments regarding the provincial representation, they seem to be in agreement with that. So I think the question for the committee to decide is, how do you include provincial representation if you want to, and what will be the numbers on the board? So that is something that we need to consider. But it is a policy issue and it's not really a legal question. The committee feels yes, there should be more representation from the provinces, then to just decide on the number and how that will work out. With regard to just one of the drafting issues where KZN wanted to include community organizations and NGOs in section 31R, was just discussing with our colleague. The question is, must the NAPISA now train these people? It may be better to say may and include that under section 3. So there it says NAPISA may, and then we can say may provide training and technical information on health issues to community organizations and NPOs, because then it removes the obligation for them to do that, and they will have the option of doing that when it is necessary and maybe when there is a budget. So if we create, remove that to 3.3, then it will remove that obligation and will now take that option make that option available to them. The other one that I want to comment about is the Western Cape saying changing the name of one of the violence and injuries. I don't think that is correct because the name of the division is violence and injury prevention. I don't think violence and injuries has any, doesn't really clarify the meaning of the division. So I think as it's written, violence and injury prevention is correct. So I don't think we should accept that. That will be not fine. And with regard to the rest of the matters, for instance, we will have to check the Hazardous Substance Act to make sure that what is the role with regard to, in terms of that act, in terms of community exposure, and how this will affect NAPISA. With regard to the other matters, the department has accepted a lot of the amendments, and we'll just wait to hear from the committee whether they're in agreement with them. There's no legal issues regarding most of them. We will then take the mandate from the committee and then draft the amendments as proposed by the committee.
Thank you, Madam Chair. By and large agree with the political advisor. I'll have to take, just make sure that I take instructions from the department to assist them in drafting, but I will, I have nothing especially extra to add.
And anyone from the legal team from the department?
Thank you, Chair. I think I will liaise with my colleagues from State Law Advisor in Parliament on the issues that need to be attended to.
Can you respond to my question? Let's assume the committee, because in some of the issues the department agrees on, those that the department agrees, there are those that the department explains. We're negotiating, it's not a normal meeting, we're negotiating. If we agree here, then are we able to find the next week?
we still have another big committee that the bill that is on now. We want to find it. Is it possible that you can draft in between the final and the bill?
Chairperson, it wouldn't be an issue of drafting if we get the committee to agree to what be amended, and we can give you a draft by the end of the week, I suppose, before the next meeting for the members to consider.
Okay.
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 KZN is pitching on Friday. They will want to have this amended CND. Can we? It's not much. I don't know. Maybe it was this me. Don't know. No. It doesn't look like much. There's very few things to. Can we be ready by today's Tuesday, Thursday?
Yes, your person will work together for Tuesday. We will want to make sure the committee is able to finalize it as soon as we can. So we will work in the time.
Okay, all members, there's an issue that we must deal with. We don't want a board that will not be able, a structure that will not be able to function because of the size. Minister, what will be the reasonable size, you know, taking that will assist members when we talk about the representation from the province? Before you talk about anyone else, if we say one per province, talk about 90. So what would be a reasonable size?
Professor, I thought most of the provinces were acceding, and I suspect I know why. Most of the MPPs are not like that. The administrator, so that you've got one person in three provinces, and so they are only three. The reason that they are proposing so is because they know, especially with the NHLS. You are aware that you also brought the NHLS bill, where most of the time you can't even constitute a board because you need to wait for the provinces to select someone to send. From there, the board cannot correct. You know, so they are aware of those things. So I'll put it at three, because at any rate, this is a national institute that civilians around it. I gave a good example. I say it's like NIA for the country. It's like an intelligence service for the country. And we don't remember in NIA saying they are representing province ability members. Whatever the work they do is open for them in the whole country. They can go anywhere, etc. So the process of provinces really is just being decent. And so I'll confine them to three.
Three other members, as we talk about the three, let's also, there was a problem that spoke about labor. Do we need labor in this institution? What will be the role of labor in their part? Can you also, okay, let's talk about those two issues. And if we agree, yes, labor, how? If we, how?
With regards to the representation by provinces, I would be agreeable to raise the number if provinces are clustered into groups of three provinces like that. But maybe I don't know if it wouldn't be wise to have alternate members so that if those do not make it to meetings, in order for meetings to proceed, we then cut an alternate member to go and sit on behalf of the member that cannot be present. With regards to unions, that's a very difficult one, because we've got so many unions. I don't have the wisdom as to how we're going to go about picking who is going to sit and who is not going to sit. It might also create some, I don't have wisdom.
Isilalo sawubasiyayimosha kuba kaloku iunions esinazo zingaphaya kwengqondo yawuthetha ukuthi uyayiphi uzawuselektha ephi ujonge ntoni kuyo. So mna bendisithi ukuba ngaba siyavumelana sizozimemba make sizibeke ecaleni iyimoti sawubuye sizibone kwiziteni xa ibekhonaai yazo.
He was saying we will be spoiling the whole thing if we include union, because there are so many unions. Which one do we choose, and what reason do we use that we are choosing this one? She is saying for now, let's put them aside. Maybe if there's an opportunity in the future, we'll look at them. That's what she was saying. Do we agree that unions we don't put it? We agree. On the provinces, how do they elect the three? How do they classify themselves? Because the other option would be all terminated. I don't know what I mean by that. We have these provinces sit for 5 years. After 5 years, you get other provinces. Because if you have three provinces permanent, it might mean that other provinces will never have an opportunity to be represented. And that is one issue. But also, if we say three, how are they elected? Is there a structure for provinces, except the Speaker's Forum?
I presume when you are talking about provinces here, you are actually talking about provincial departments of health.
Mm-hmm.
You're not talking about legislators.
No.
Mm-hmm. Provincial departments of health. It's very easy to cluster them.
Mm-hmm.
Because we do have the National Health Council.
Oh.
Where we sit in provinces, we can ask them to cluster. And I thought maybe, I don't know whether you're going to put it in the act, I thought it would be automatic. That if provinces agree, the three, let's say you cluster KZN, okay, and Gauteng. Why do you jump Gauteng that far? We want to cluster. Yes. Yes. They you cluster those along the coast together. And yes, because of referral systems, yes, they work together. So I thought it will be automatic that among themselves they know that you have been representing us, now it's the turn of another province.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether it should be an expression. To me, it's just common sense. But they will agree sitting together.
Mm-hmm.
And we can easily achieve that in one National Health Council.
Mm-hmm.
We're even having one next week. You can sit and say, please clutter like this, among the three of you, choose one. That's a very easy thing.
Problem solved. They won't talk. But in principle, we are agreeing at this level that the provinces will be represented, but they will be clustered.
Yeah, Chairperson, I see some uneasiness because in the NCOP people represent provinces. But I just want to appeal to members, especially when it comes to health. We are, you know, the president has called for the summit. One of the most important things to arise from that summit was one country, one healthcare system. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Remember, when we keep on putting this strong provincialization, we make patients suffer. And quite a number of examples have been given. DG is talking here about referral, you know? Patients don't like the idea that I can't go to this clinic because I'm supposed to be supposed to be across the border. It's a perpetual war, and people suffer. And provinces that suffer the most will be provinces like Northwest, Northern Cape, Limpopo, Mpumalanga. They don't, for instance, have central hospitals. The central hospitals where there are professors and all that. They went by referral, and sometimes they appeal to us because the other province just say, no, you have not been paying us. We don't accept this baby. Imagine a newborn baby having to move from Northwest to Gauteng, then it must be negotiated. I think we must take that into consideration when you talk about this issue of provinces. And remember, maybe not in this field, in the NHI bill, we are going to be troubling you about amending the bill and correcting some of the mistakes we've done. We've just come to you about this environmental health practitioners. You know, the manner in which the Constitution made a terrible mistake by referring them to local government. And now when listeria strikes, you come to us and say, Minister, where were you when you actually took that power and put it in another sphere of government? So the manner in which you have been fragmenting health, our tendency must be to come together to build one national health system for the country, rather than the tendency to balkanize it. It's very problematic. I thought I just need to make that so that when members of NCOP meet, it's not that we are undermining you. These are realities which has been happening.
Yeah, Minister, we don't have money for now, but we do want to have central hospital, Mpumalanga in particular.
Ah,
that was on the lighter note. Legal team, is there anything that you...
I know, but I was just giving an example. It goes beyond that. Have you been aware that some of the border wars are started by this? When people wake up one day and say we want to change the bound, the border and fall in the other province, like, yes, these are their everyday experience. I was giving an example in one meeting with the president where a member of the community complained, and I gave an example about an incident which is very painful for me. That happened when I was still the MEC for education in Limpopo. Some school kids from Mudze, I'm sure you are aware of Mudze. Yes. Came to Fountains and they thought they came without their teachers, with the young taxi men, taxi driver. And they all got drunk and they got an accident. A lot of them died. That's why I had to go to a memorial service in a stadium. When I arrived there, I found very elite taxi drivers who wanted to attack me because the accident happened 40 kilometers outside Pretoria, on Moloto Road, I'm sure you know that. The nearest place to take those people is to Pretoria, but they were taken to Philadelphia. You know how many kilometers Philadelphia is, because they said that area where it happened is Mpumalanga. Just, you know. And you can't go to the nearest hospital because, you know, they were taken there. When they arrived there, the taxi driver complicated in Philadelphia. Their referral hospital, because Philadelphia is now in, it's in Polokwane now.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Limpopo, sorry. I made a mistake when I said Mpumalanga. It's in Limpopo. Then their referral hospital, yes, but their referral hospital, tertiary, is Mangweng. So he was taken to Philadelphia to Mangui, where he died. And that's why they take people, because they said they couldn't see him. Firstly, the accident occurred next to Pretoria. You are taken to a hospital 80 kilometers away. Then you are taken to another one further on. You know? Then I had to solve a problem of somebody from KZN who visited the relative in Mpumalanga because she was selling traditional clothing, and then happened to get a stroke while you were sitting there, while then having visited Mpumalanga, the area where you got the stroke, and then happened in Polokwane. Do you know how many kilometers Polokwane is? And the family was phoning, demanding transferal, nobody would say. So I'm just saying these artificial borders we are drawing for ourselves in one country are causing hardships among people.
Okay, I was saying to the legal team, is there anything that is not saying one priority from us, from the department, for you to finalize the bill? Out of this meeting, we expect you to move and be ready for next week. Yeah.
Just the one about the board members being removed after being absent for two consecutive meetings. I heard the minister say that he would want that change, but I don't know what the committee's view is on that. I did discuss it with someone, and our view is that as it is written, it is clear, it just means that after, if a person is absent for two consecutive meetings, then they will be removed. But I'm not sure whether the committee accepts the proposal of the minister or of the Eastern case as to whether we need to change the wording.
I'm not sure whether I made the proposal. I was actually worried about the proposal here, that it won't achieve the intended objective. The intended objective is that people must attend as many meetings as possible. By saying we are going to remove you if you don't attend so many meetings. But I'm saying, if you say, if they miss three consecutive meetings, then you get rid of them. All they will do is to make sure that they attend two consecutive meetings, and when they realize the third one is about to come, they attend. Then they miss the other, they keep on attending. I know that has been happening. So I was saying, is there no way we can find a different approach to it to discourage people from not coming to meetings?
Okay. Do you have a proposal how we move it? I think you hear the
yeah.
Do you have a way of capturing it? Talking to legal team now, how could we capture it in the best way that people are in meetings?
And Chairperson, I'm sure you are aware the next
week. It's happening here in Parliament.
Because you say three, if you miss three conservative, I may choose to attend one only. Not three conservative. I miss the first one, I attend the second one, miss the third one. Miss the first one, you know? That can go on, and that's why a good example was given. That out of 12 meetings, you are required to attend only four. And that's enough. It really cannot be. So we must find a way to bind people.
Legal team,
we
support.
You will
find a way of capturing it.
We will have a look. I'm trying to think. I've never come across a different wording than the one that we're using, but we will have a look and see if we can find something under the draft room.
The truth, the crux of this is says without leave of the board. So it means if the person doesn't give a valid reason to the board as to why they're absent, then the miss two meetings. But if you give a valid reason, you can miss meetings.
When I was still going to school, I would always tell them that my grandmother passed away even before I was born. So that is a valid reason, just because they don't know. In fact, you always have many grandmothers in our social system. I was just thinking along chapter 10, just to put it like a member is compelled to attend at least two meetings per quarter, meaning then they'll be compelled to attend at least eight meetings out of 12. If you put it that way.
Those are the ideas.
You will compare. You will compare with other folks.
I hear what you're saying, but you see, you want to close that loophole that is there. You can't say it because it's always captured this way, and we see that it's not working. We want to be creative and come up with something that's more tighter than what we currently have. So go and think about it, and we will, isn't that we're still going to discuss the final mandate next week? If we have to change it, we'll do it then. But that is the thinking, to improve from what we have now, which is not working. All members, is there anything that I'm leaving out?
Maybe she wants to put the committee has already approved the NHLS bill, and it was passed by the portfolio committee. For consistent reasons of this provincial clustering, I would advise the legal team to look at that wording. Obviously, that wording makes reference to the land. They might just amend the part that there's already some wording that they can borrow from. That is already approved by yourself and the portfolio. I just wanted to borrow from you.
Okay, so how about another bill? The one
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. If there is nothing to add, I just want to thank you very much. And the members, I can remember to quickly look at the program. But as from the department, thank you very much, Minister, and the DG, as well as the team, our legal team, for the hard work.
Yeah.
Next week we are discussing negotiation. No, I mean the other thing now. The property practitioner thing. Okay. No, it's fine. Thank you very much, Minister, and for the team. All members, just 2 minutes to go to the program.
It always happens.